I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits. Make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro recharge kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
You guys get bored by baseball.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Ratner.
So for you, the difference between, I see you taking ground balls there. Obviously, you take fly balls as well. For you, what's the biggest difference? And how much, you know, at what position do you have to work harder at?
I think both. Both, I need to work hard, but the infield, I think it's more difficult because you have to think more than an outfielder, and yeah, I think the infield, you have to work harder.
Do you feel, I mean, it's been, they're really like saying you're an outfielder, but do you still feel comfortable playing like shortstop?
Of course, I think that's where I start, and I'm pretty confident in the infield too.
What has been the biggest thing when you're in the major leagues? I was just talking to Mike Trout and to other guys. When you get to the major leagues, everything's fast, right?
Yeah, I think if you don't enjoy it, I think you have to enjoy it. Even when it's going not on your way, you have to enjoy it. And it's a dream. Not everybody lives this dream, so enjoy it the most you can. So take it day by day, and the thing is going to start going your way.
So, you get congratulations on your contract. You signed your contract. Did you feel how you thought you would feel after? In other words, there's two ways you can feel, right? You can feel like I have my contract, or you can feel like I have the pressure of my contract. How did you feel now that we were a week in?
I think I'm blessed that I don't really, you can say, care.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Yeah, I love this game, man. I play every day for the love I have, the competitiveness that I have. You can say I love to win, so I'm happy that I did my contract already. That I don't have a year in the big leagues, and I did the contract. But the other side is that I tell you, I'm happy, but I don't really care. I just care.
You didn't feel any different.
Yeah, no. It's just the winning. I think when I win and lose, I feel the difference.
But you don't know. Like, I've never signed a contract like that, right? Yeah. So you never know until you do it.
Yeah, and I bet some guys do feel pressure. Some guys don't care after they sign their contract. But I think it don't matter. What matters to win. I think that's all that matters.
That must be good that you feel that way, because that you can't fake that, right?
Yeah, no.
You can't. So you might, you know, before you sign the contract, that next day you might have put pressure on yourself without even knowing. But the fact that you didn't feel that way is a good thing.
Right? Yeah, I think I was happy. I wasn't nervous. I didn't have pressure or nothing. I was just happy. Happy that I'm here. It's a blessing.
Yeah. Well, all right. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.